dance that we're going to do for you is the snake dance. In case you haven't noticed, your creeks pattern a lot of their dances after animals that they've seen out in the woods. They come back and put together a dance that's representative of this animal. This particular dance, as I said, is the snake dance. Occasionally, we have been known to use live snakes, but due to the crowds and all, we try to keep them out of public.
Later on in the
The next dance that we're going to do is the basket dance. And as they're getting ready, I'll tell you, try to tell you a little bit about this dance. In this dance, the girls all go out there with their baskets. They're supposed to have corn in them, and they will offer it to the chief. This follows our tradition that anything that we have, we offer a portion of it up as thanks for the bountiful harvest that we have had in the years in the past year. Ready? Let's go. The basket dance. The next dance that we're going to do for you this afternoon is the belt dance.
While I'm getting everything ready, I'd like to make a little announcement. And for the benefit of the people up in Port Alabama, if any of you people have to be up in that vicinity on Thanksgiving Day, they're having their annual powwow up in Port Alabama on Thanksgiving Day. I appreciate any of you people up that way. Come by and see them. They're going to have all kinds of different type of food, I understand, up there for people to eat. There'll be Indian dancing, I think, throughout the day. Probably all different ones, and I think they're going to have a challenge dancing probably in the afternoon there sometime. So appreciate any of you people to come by up and be with them, people.
Okay, this is the ribbon dance. 1 minute, okay. Thank you. Beaver. As they're getting ready, this next dance is the Beaver Dance.
Most of you know that the Indian, they didn't go out to kill an animal just to be killing. That way with the fishermen, they go out to catch fish just to be catching them. They go out and kill just enough meat for their immediate family and for their furs for their clothing. That's all the animals they would kill. They wouldn't go out to kill them just because there was an abundance of them and everything. They just killed enough for their own use. Same way when they went fishing. They'd go out and catch enough fish just for their own use. And if they caught some little small fish, they'd take a little small fish and put them in the ground and use them for fertilizer for growing the corn stuff. That's the way they fertilize a lot of the crops. Little small fish and stuff they might catch out of the river. And this is our version of the cat name. And I want y'all to especially watch one of the little braves out there. Don't want to go alone. They're going to make him stay behind. He's going to show them something before it's all over with.
It's a beaver dance.
Fella that just killed that beaver out there. He is blonde headed and blue eyed, but yet he is a Creek Indian. This is his grandfather sitting over here beating the drum. That's his grandmother sitting over here in this cross tie. He are black headed, dark tail. They are his grandparents. You, a lot of people don't think because they ain't real dark complexion, they got real black hair or something or other, they're not Indian. due to the intermarriage and stuff of the Indian maidens and the Indian men, it crops out in a later generation and come up with a blonde-headed and blue-eyed one just like this little boy is. He's still a Creek Indian right on.
Eagle dance is next.
The next dance that we're going to do is the eagle dance. Now, to the Indian, the eagle is a sign of strength and wisdom. And if I'm not mistaken, I've only been in Pensacola for a while, but if I'm not mistaken, during your Fiesta Fireflies down here, Mark also does this dance at the greeting of DeLuna, at DeLuna's request, the eagle dance. Going to do is the challenge feather. In this dance, the brave will take his maiden out and dance. They will dance around together and they will pick the feathers up. Some of them for the older ones that can't get down there anymore, we put in the hat, but the little ones will pick them up off the ground. That's for you, Joe Jr. But anyhow, now you people out here in the audience have to watch because they seem to get carried away sometimes during this, and they can either give the feather to the girl that's with them or go out in the audience and kiss somebody out there. Now, like I said, they have been known to get carried away and do this. The challenge feather dance.
Thank you.
next dance that we're going to do for you is the courtship dance. Just as the white man had his dances and his events that he took his girlfriend out to, so did the Indian. This is our version of the courtship dance. Now your lower creeks were friendly creeks, and this last dance is our friendship dance. And each one of the dancers will go out in the audience and get somebody that they'd like to come out and join in the friendship dance with them. If they come out and ask you, please do so. This is considered an honor.
Yeah, but what I think that's about, all you got to do is follow the leader. You know that old game you used to play, how to follow the leader? Well, this is something similar to it. Y'all come out and join in to the end of the dance. This is the way they show their appreciation for you coming out watching.
Watching.
All y'all go on ahead now, make a big circle. Spread out and make a real big circle. Anybody else want to come out there and join in with the Indian dance? This is a friendship dance. Y'all join hands, kind of spread out, and I make it a big circle.